This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The charts for the week of May 25th to the 29th from Talkers Magazine, the subject of our weekly radio roundtable with the members of the DJV crew, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, all part of the weekday morning DJV program. Here, in this circumstance, to take a crack at thoughts on some of the stories, the research at Talkers Magazine indicates the following 10 stories were the most important in discussion on talk radio programs around the country this past week. See if we can get to the people list as well. SpaceX launch is number 10. Psychology of the virus, number 9. Michael Flynn is 8. China is 7. George Floyd, number 6. Trump versus Twitter is 5. Trump versus North Carolina is 4. Trump versus health. Well, you know the story. The rest of them are all about the coronavirus. So let's go. The SpaceX was something very exciting. I think, Victoria, you said you were, or was it General? One of the two.
I was watching it live on the NASA thinking. Channel, waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
And then it didn't.
Me too.
I watched it for like an hour and a half of build-up.
I was actually thinking to myself just how you would have 12, like if this were me, God love these people who are so strong mentally. If this were me, I would have had like 12 panic attacks. The fact that they are in the suit getting ready to, getting to do what they're going to do, and they then go on their procession. And by the way, how smart is Elon Musk for various reasons? But the procession.
Puts him in a Tesla to bring him out to the world.
just smart in general. I mean, the guy is like a genius, but the fact that the branding on that is so incredible. And then they get him onto the space, into that little tin can, and they strap him in, and then you have to sit there for like 3 hours. That's when I would actually probably lose consciousness a few times.
And the adrenaline.
And then to be told, you can't go anywhere.
12 minutes. Yeah, they were 12 minutes from launching, and the smoke is coming out from underneath, and it's just, and it looks like it's, really building up and ready to happen.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then, whatever, nerd. And then, it's crazy. And then with 12 minutes to go, they pulled the plug.
One thing I learned, and I don't know why, it was like a duh, I don't know why I hadn't thought about it, but apparently, so when they go through this, and Doug, you probably know this, they always have backup times because they always plan that the launch will get canceled for weather or whatever.
They stop.
That makes sense, right.
Yeah.
So they have times, scheduled as backup all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I guess they don't ever anticipate it to go up the first try, which is kind of interesting. But I heard someone doing an interview on radio this week, and they were talking about how come they have to go with these certain markers. And I wasn't even thinking about it. I think we're so dumb to this that we think they just take off into space and then drive over to the International Space Station, which is their destination, and, hop out. But the truth is, the reason they have to be so specific and that there's not another time, they have to be specific about their time frames and their windows as to when they can go, is because they have to meet up with the International Space Station at the absolutely perfect point in our orbit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I hadn't thought about that before, but I hadn't. I went, well, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm sure. There are so many intricacies.
You hadn't thought of it either.
You said something that was very telling. We've taken this in stride, like so many other things, a part of the world we live in. If you go back to the first time I was a kid in 1957 when this all started, and Alan Shepard going up, and then in high school we spent lots of time studying this stuff, and math became a new thing. And it's because of what you just said, the incredible precision that's necessary in order to meet up with the stuff in space. You think this is an accident? They just take a shot up and, we'll chase it down the road.
Go. Right.
Yeah. No, this is an amazing bit.
But you don't think about, maybe everybody does and I don't, but I just hadn't thought about it before, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They have to meet up at the right time.
Yep, very important. Okay, number 9 on our list of things to discuss here on the Talk Radio Roundtable is relationships, the continuing focus on how we're thinking and what we're thinking. And I came across something that I had been thinking myself. Every time I watch an ad or hear an ad on the air, and I hear them say, the announcer says, or somehow or other it gets into the copy, we're in this together, it makes me want to puke. I've had enough of this already. And there was some studying done by brands this week as to whether there was fatigue for this. And apparently, this sentiment is broad. I'm not the only one who's thinking this. A focus group said this is something that these companies need to stop saying, because it isn't okay. We know times are tough, but we're not in this. We're all in this together. Here's $1,000 to go buy a car. No, it's enough already with it. Come up with something different that actually will attract people's attention. So, anybody want to chime in on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think quarantine fatigue is real. That's a real thing, and I think the same kind of. I think in the beginning it felt somewhat comforting to have a lot of people saying, like, look, we're all doing this together. But now, as things are reopening and have reopened, depending on where you are in the country, it feels a little like we have to move on to the next thing now.
Yeah. Next. All right, next.
I will tell you what frustrated me. Is this our coronavirus opportunity? Because there was a story that came out this week about the World Health Organization and a recommendation on masks. And I think this one bothers me so much because I really don't like wearing the mask, but I do because I'm trying to be respectful.
I don't like the World Health Organization, so you got to.
I don't like the World Health Organization either. But according to them now, it is dangerous to wear a mask for healthy people unless you are caring for a coronavirus patient. So once again, we've got a revision
messaging.
Right.
Exactly. Who's to know
what to
do?
It's crazy.
Okay, speaking of crazy, I'm going to turn to you on this one to begin with, at least, Jennifer. Number 8 is more on Michael Flynn. What more is there to say about Michael Flynn in this case?
A lot more. So after the documents were released, they were unclassified and released, and we saw that the FBI was looking to entrap Michael Flynn and that they really had nothing on him, but they tried to get him to lie to investigators. They went to him without telling him he needed an attorney. I mean, all of these things that were not done according to any protocol by any stretch of the imagination from the FBI. So the Department of Justice has recommended that charges be dropped against Michael Flynn, but the judge in his case, Emmett Sullivan, who is sort of an activist judge, refused to actually throw the case out. They needed the judge's signature to do that. And instead, he got a lawyer. Now, how ridiculous is it that a judge retains a lawyer to take a stand on a case that has no prosecutor?
Hello.
So now there's this back and forth about whether or not he's going to actually sign off. The legal team for Michael Flynn has asked for to have the case reassigned to a different judge, because obviously this guy is trying to go after him at any cost. This is the judge that, based on the evidence that he got to see, and he knew all the misgivings, called Michael Flynn treasonous. This is a guy who served in our military and is a 3-star general and served this country. It's unfortunate that his reputation has been disgraced. It's unfortunate.
Politics enters into everything, don't we?
He spent $6 million on legal fees and all of that. Yeah. But yeah, so apparently there's supposed to be some sort of big announcement this coming week. We'll see what happens. And then apparently he is also, the Department of Justice is actually launching a side investigation aside from the U.S. Attorney John Durham investigating how Crossfire Hurricane actually went into play. They're now investigating the unmasking of Michael Flynn. So,
all right, that's number 8 on our countdown. Number 7 coming up, a focus on our relationships with China. That's next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Top Radio Countdown. Top 10 items here from the folks at the Bible of the Talk Industry. That's Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the weekly story list and people list, according to their research. And this week, number 7 is our relationship with China. There's a movement in Hong Kong and Taiwan, I guess, this week as well, right? No, I don't. Yes, I know. And that further strains our already strained relationship. And whether or not we I don't see how we can continue to have... We have to have, I guess, some relationship with them. The Chinese president said if we keep talking the way we are, it'll start a Cold War. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So where do we go from here? What's your attitude personally, Victoria, toward things made in China? How, you know, I've made it clear on the program this week that I'm staying as far away from Chinese products as I possibly can. That's me because I feel very strongly about it. How, in your circle,
I've
do you
never been
find
a,
your friends?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of anything made in China, but this is the first time that when I'm really looking and really researching about where stuff is coming from. And it is, you know, I told this story to some of my girlfriends. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago. I bought a necklace from, because Jen knows I've been jewelry shopping during the pandemic. I bought a necklace from a boutique in Austin, and I was, you know, happy that, and I'd done the research, and, you know, I was happy to support a local business in Austin, and it was a pretty necklace and everything. And then I got the tracking, and it came from China. It started in, like, Shangzhou or something. And it really annoyed me, to be honest. It really annoyed me. And now, whenever I see something that says made in China, I get annoyed. It bothers me.
I was trying to find a tractor tire tube this week that wasn't made in China. Unsuccessful. 21 past the hour.
Top Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items as we go through with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Our list of the top 10 and thoughts about them and discussions that we've had on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen at number 6. This, in my opinion, ought to be number maybe 2. On the story list this week. Let's see where it goes, because I think we're just beginning to see the surface scratch. Now, we finally, there's something here that really is motivating people, and maybe it's a combo of we're going to summertime and people are fed up, and because they're have been encapsulated for 3 months, whatever it is. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on this week in regard to protesting George Floyd. For those who don't remember or don't know, or who's that guy? I know that name. He was the person that was captured on video being killed by a police officer in Minneapolis. The police officer put his knee on his neck, cut off his windpipe, and the guy died. So we're all in the same boat here. It's about time something get done. And there are people that will stretch this and exaggerate, but it's hard when you look around. Well, how many different protests have there been since this event? They've been all week long, but culminating at the end of the week.
Yeah, Colorado, California, Kentucky, seven different states, I think, saw protests. And here's the thing, just to comment, because there's a difference between protests and violent rioting and looting. And as someone who grew up in Los Angeles during the L.A. riots during the 90s, it was a really scary time in Los Angeles. Not in Watts. I'm not that old. But
I remember
in
Watts.
But in the 90s, when Rodney King was beaten by the LAPD officers, the city had riots in protest. And there were so many people who were taking advantage of the situation by breaking into stores and getting clothes and television sets and tennis shoes. And I really think what happened is that we lost sight of what was really going on, because the story then became misdirected onto the riots, onto the fires, onto the burning down, the threats to other police officers. And I think we're seeing the exact same thing happen. We should all be outraged as a country watching what happened to George Floyd this past week, as this video spread this past week. We should be outraged. And if people are outraged enough to protest, God love them. But the people who are out there burning down police stations, who are out there trying to rob ATMs, who are taking
they
televisions out of a target.
A real protest, the real reason.
they are not honoring George Floyd's memory, and they are not doing anything that's positive or that's actually going to make change. And so those people, I think, should be ashamed of themselves because they're actually missing an opportunity to make change just because they're selfish enough to want to go out and rob a Target and take a flipping TV home with them. You know, and it's unfortunate because that guy deserves better. George Floyd deserves better, and we should do better as a country. And it's unfortunate that it devolves into this, and then all we talk about are these losers who are out there.
President Trump called the Floyd situation shocking, but then there are all these other circumstances where the police under scrutiny. I'm looking at a video right now that was taken by an off-duty firefighter. There are a number of different videos of this, interestingly enough. This is a different angle than what I looked at last night, but it's very clear the policeman's knee as he's
put it on. Oh, there's lots of angles. There are a lot of videos.
Yeah.
And they're all just the one. And it's all the same.
And there's not one video showing anybody resisting. That's the thing. He didn't run. He didn't fight. I mean, maybe he said something. Who knows? But that's no excuse. I mean, even if the guy ran, threatened, said terrible things, once you have a person in handcuffs, it's over. You don't get to sit on his neck for 6 minutes.
Again, back to training and all the things that even people who are great supporters of the police. Under most circumstances, are way put way off.
This is training. This is hateful.
Yeah.
This is evil.
Why are these people? Where's the psychologist who's supposed to be looking at these people?
Training is when someone in the heat of the moment shoots someone. That's a training issue. This is not a training issue. This is not a tactic that's taught by any police.
28.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many different demonstrations across the country, some of them violent. All of them were linked to the video recording death of George Floyd while being detained by Minneapolis police officers. All four were fired. And one of them now facing charges, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
My intent is not to critique the decision that Mayor Frey made. The criticisms about these decisions, especially after last night, as we talked about that being a pivot point, those criticisms they end with me. And the situation as it came out with that being said, yes, I think so. I don't think you can have this. And we heard people talking about you can't allow this to happen. The way I understand, it happened in New York City.
Demonstrators broke windows at the CNN studios in Atlanta. Demonstrations in Washington, D.C. caused the White House to be locked down for a short time.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump announced he's cutting ties with the World Health Organization during a pandemic that's killed more than 362,000 people worldwide. He said the reason he's doing it is because China covered up the origins of the coronavirus. In addition to his WHO announcement, the president said he's taking steps to revoke Hong Kong's favored trade status with the U.S. after China approved a controversial national security law. In Louisville, seven people were wounded, one critically, after someone opened fire on a crowd of protesters outside City Hall. The demonstrators were demanding justice for EMT Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed by police inside of her apartment. Louisville Metro Council President David James.
They were very peaceful protests, but as the night went on, a small element of people showed up that weren't focused on having a peaceful protest. And we saw what happened from that play out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our story list here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd, together in this circumstance to review the stories from Talkers Magazine that are in the top 10, some of the conversations that we've had on the DJV program during the course of the week as to these issues. Number five on the list is the Twitter thing. I'm not 100% clear on this myself. We know that Trump likes to tweet, and now is Twitter going to dump him or keep? What actually is going on here? Go ahead, Victoria.
What started this, and I don't know how far it's really going to go, but Twitter has had a policy that it will add a note to any tweet that is giving misinformation about COVID-19, and a lot of social media platforms are trying to do the same thing. Something that that Trump said about mail-in ballots got flagged, and so he was furious about that, and that's where it started.
Yeah. And I was actually furious about it because there are plenty of things that could be construed as fake news the president tweets out. I'll tell you that right now as someone who really likes him. I don't think he does it often, but there are examples. And the mail-in ballot executive order that he was talking about in my state of California was absolutely truth. And Twitter has a policy that apparently they can mark fake news, but they don't. They don't mark fake news for a lot of other people that spew it because Twitter is a platform filled with fake news. But they decided to target the president, their person who reviews all of this information, is their person who, I guess, moderates integrity of the platform, has had it out for Trump, and so they started marking his tweets. And the one that they chose, like I said, if you come into California, I will show you prime examples of how mail-in ballots leave people ripe for voter fraud here in the state of California. In any case, that's neither here nor there because the president decided he would sign an executive order saying that the social media platforms, Twitter included, could not censor different types of speech, including conservative speech, because, by and large, conservatives get censored more than other groups on Twitter and on Facebook. And so that executive order is in place. Now, I don't think it's going to last. I think it's going to be challenged.
Well, there's nothing
Twitter's,
you can really do.
There is something. I mean, the argument that they're going on is that Twitter has almost, or social media has almost become a utility. It would be the same argument that, like, for instance, if Verizon didn't like conservatives, and Victoria, when I called you, Verizon would just drop my call because they say, well, you host a conservative show in Los Angeles.
Right. But so the problem, though, is that they're not utilities. They're not utilities, and Mark Zuckerberg for years has fought against any type of label that would be even close to utility. So
that's the argument that they're going to go and use.
Yeah.
But legally, I mean, these companies are private companies. So as much as I hate it and as much as I think Twitter is completely biased and unfair like most of media, you know, I don't know how much it's going to stick. But
I don't think it's
going to
go very far.
I think more than anything, more than it actually being a new rule or a new executive order, I think what it does is it raises people's awareness to make sure that they're actually following through and looking things up on Twitter, and then maybe then that's actually the good that would come from this.
You know what comes of this for me? The confusion continues as to what the facts are. It's not truth anymore because everybody has a different truth. I've been stressing this for a long time, and even now it becomes for me the guidance. And finding the facts is so difficult to do because all of the sources are so damn skewed. What you just said about the person at Twitter, you know, what is it your job to get Joe Biden elected? Is that you working for the Biden campaign, or are you working for Twitter?
It should be his job to be the arbiter of truth.
No,
that's the
my
thing.
Point.
One guy cannot decide what people
see. Who the hell
are
you?
So dangerous. Is that Google is also very biased. YouTube is very biased. And so this is how people get their news now. So in some ways, I think it is really dangerous, and the president has a point. But we have to also figure out how we can protect businesses to allow them to operate as they see fit.
Yeah. All right. But how did this information get out? I noticed the president was on another talk radio program, Buck Sexton's program this week. He has made it his business to get to places. He certainly has been on with Hannity a lot and Limbaugh a lot. And so under the circumstances, he gets his message out. And one wonders, is there an equivalency on the other side? Well, it may not be in talk radio, but there sure as hell are plenty of opportunities on the other side, if you want to call it the other side, to get the other message out. And that's what, you know, there's no equilibrium anymore, and there's no place that you can go that you feel comfortable. Sounds like we got a train coming through.
Is everybody okay?
I'm doing the program next to the
is
train
tracks. Is there a tractor in the room with you?
Yeah, right. It's amazing how loud that stuff is. Oh, well. Anyway, this whole business about accuracy and who's telling lies and who's telling the truth, God.
My point is this. I still believe in truth. I just believe we should ask for truth from everybody, not just who we agree with politically.
Yeah,
we give
right.
a lot of passes to Joe Biden for just being Uncle Joe when he's got sexual allegations against him, when he says stupid things like, you ain't black.
Well, I think the sexual stuff
whoa.
Kind of gone
wait,
away.
Wait a second. Trump's got 22 formal complaints of sexual assault and rape against him.
And so does Joe Biden. And so,
he does not have 22, Jen.
Does that make
it
right?
More than
he
one.
Doesn't.
And so you can, I mean, that this is the thing, is that we laugh off people who actually have corroborated evidence from decades.
Not
of
laughing off any victim. I'm saying how anyone who supports Trump can try to point a finger at Biden.
I'm not pointing
things.
A finger. I'm simply pointing out the
just
hypocrisy.
You should be quiet about that stuff. You'll notice Trump and the people in the campaign are not saying anything about it.
I think that everybody has the right to defend themselves, but I find it laughable, the hypocrisy of people who are supporting Joe Biden with a clear conscience when he is everything that they complain Trump is. A sexual abuser, he says stupid things, he's got a hot temper, he doesn't know where he is half the time.
So it'd be a great contest.
The two worst of the worst. But if people are supporting the platforms, because a lot of people say that they don't like Trump personally, but they like what he stands for. So how is that not the same thing that people on the left? Joe Biden is not my ideal candidate by any stretch of the imagination. But the platforms that he is running on, that's what I support. So how is that wrong or any different from anybody who supports Trump and says the same thing?
It's not. But what I'm saying is that the news media gives it cover. The news media will not cover these things. If you watch, you know, you talk about people on the other side getting out there. Joe Biden had the biggest joke of an interview on CNN with Dana Bash, who's supposed to be a news person. Didn't ask him one hard question, all softball, told him what he thought so he could just say, that's right. I mean, it's
Uncle Joe, I love you. You're so wonderful.
But wait a minute. But, Jen, you don't think that Trump has been on every Fox News show and has had the exact same treatment?
You're making the point. The boys, both sides, it's just we have no way of getting at what the real facts are. And so we continue to boil and blubber. I'll tell you, the worst example in my book, the worst example of bias is the Huffington Post. What a disgrace.
Well, I don't think they even pretend to be neutral.
They don't
right?
pretend, but it's just so much of the same drubbing. It becomes ridiculously, it's redundant, it's repetitive, it's, there's no,
I guess you're still getting the newsletter.
But I did read something online that on one of my sources
I didn't even read it.
That has the Huffington Post story on it, and I just hit delete as soon as I read the first line. All right, number four, presidential politics. I think we've talked about that enough with the conversation we've just had. Let's go to number three, and that's the testing that's going on in the virus, the focus, and we're making progress here anyway, because only the top three stories are about the virus this week. We're getting down there. The fact that all these new drugs, which are really not new drugs at all, wasn't it? We were discussing earlier about some of the older drugs, even HIV drugs, that are being tested to see if they can't knock out the viral part of the coronavirus. But then we were talking about the whole business of why is it always drugs and how much money there is in all of this. And I speculated earlier that the Chinese, who control the production of most of the drugs in the world, it's an insidious addition to having made the coronavirus and then spread it about the world. Now they want to sell you their drugs. So.
Well, it is interesting that they must not have made a lot of progress on a vaccine, because they've been caught hacking into universities that are studying vaccines. They've been caught already hacking into some pharmaceutical companies that are here in the States, and they're looking for vaccine information. So I don't know if they obviously have not come up with their own, if they want to figure out where the United States stands and where our scientists and researchers, what progress that we've made.
Making a lot of progress.
It and make it, I guess.
The Israelis are making huge progress. The French are working on a couple of things that look. I think there's a Scandinavian company too that's into it. So there are four or five different places where they're showing huge. And then back to the Z-Pak and to the malaria drug. That's there's nothing credible that has shown that it doesn't work if properly executed. If it's used the proper way, it has huge success.
I think what we need with regard to hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, there are so many studies and headlines. Almost every day I see a different headline that says, new study, hydroxychloroquine, not effective in saving lives. New study, they're putting pause on using it from the World Health Organization. But no one ever tells anybody what the actual dosage is that they're using.
Right.
Because I would suspect everyone's using something different.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice if everybody
process.
Could get on one page and say, because people across the board, Dr. Fauci, there is a virologist from Duke University.
Victoria.
But listen, what I'm saying is they all agree that hydroxychloroquine on its own does not work, and that it can also be very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to use it with a Z-Pak.
And so they've also tried chloroquine, which is the derivative of hydroxychloroquine, and that doesn't work. But there's so much misinformation out there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if there was one full global study where everyone's using the same dosage and they have the proper blind study and the whole thing, but they haven't done that yet. It's been so haphazard that no one knows anything.
The sad part about this all is it's a victim of politics, because as soon as Trump came out in favor of it or looking at it and talking about it, I heard about this, it was immediately discounted. And so that's really what the tragedy or the outrage is, from my perspective anyway. Just because Trump said he liked it, then all of the people around him, the reality was that it was to be discounted because he thought it was a good idea. You know, that's really where we're at. The story list from Talkers Magazine. Every week the folks at Talkers Magazine listen to what's going on around the country, come up with this list. Number 10, the postponement of the SpaceX launch. Number 9, the psychology of what's going on in our country these days. Michael Flynn at number 8 in the case that continues regarding him. The China relationship with the United States, number 7. George Floyd and that case, that's the big one, number 6. Trump versus Twitter at 5. Trump versus the folks in North Carolina over where they're going to have the Republican National Convention. Number 3, the whole healthcare business and what's tested and what's working, what isn't. number three. Number two, the reopening process and its impact on our economy. Number one, stats, projections, how many people are going to die, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list, the top stories of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. In a moment, how many more people will die? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. The number of sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis surged to a record high last year. Undiagnosed and untreated, these infections can cause much more than just embarrassment.
We know that untreated syphilis can spread to the brain, the nervous system, the eye in adults. And then we also know the pregnant woman can transmit this infection to her fetus and to her baby.
Congenital syphilis, as it's called, is a leading cause of stillbirths worldwide. Dr. Gail Boland, the director of the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, says reversing the trend will take coordinated efforts in the areas of screening and treatment. Plus,
we think it's really important for communities and individuals that people can openly talk about these infections and that people know that they should be tested regularly and reduce risk by using condoms or practicing mutual monogamy if sexually active.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
People front from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Elon Musk. Obviously, the connection to SpaceX this week. People talking a lot about that. 9, Gretchen Whitmer. At number 8, Michael Flynn. At number 7, George Floyd. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 5, Joe Biden. Number 4, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 3, Roy Cooper. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1 on the people list, pretty much the standard fare, Donald Trump. I don't know about some of the other. You know, we all have our own list, kind of. We go through them, and as we talk about people, the names become familiar. Sometimes we know all these names, sometimes we don't. Gretchen Whitmer is a governor. Well, it speaks for itself, kind of. Is this list as important as the story list? I think it is, kind of, because it helps you to fix your attention more on some of the specifics of these cases that we talk about, these stories we talk about, thanks to the folks and their research at Talkers Magazine. I got a couple more moments here. The number one and number two items kind of tied together on the Talkers list of the top stories this week. And one of them has to do with all the stats. I don't know why people are so enthralled with this, but how many deaths there have been. And then we were talking on the DJV program about how many more there are going to be. Was it Victoria? You said there the projections were that another 100 and some odd.
I think it's 123,000 is what the number is supposed to be at by the end of June. We're at 100,000 now, so they suspect 23,000 more.
Yeah. Well, here you go. Take your supplements. Take your exercise. Get a good night's rest. All that good stuff. It's from Uncle Dougie here. On the DJV program, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
The talk radio countdown.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to check in with Victoria Keelan as to the top five items this week in world of technology that we ought to have on the top of our mind. We'll start with number five and move to number one. Victoria, the CBS licensing deal with John Krasinski. He's all over the place, and appropriately so, it would seem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be everywhere when it comes to Some Good News, which is his weekly YouTube series. It has now been licensed by Viacom CBS. That's the new merger that owns all of the Viacom and CBS networks. CBS All Access is their streaming service. They will now have the exclusive rights to Some Good News and all the new episodes. However, it's sad for fans of this because John Krasinski will no longer be hosting the show. He is going to be in the producing role now, and a new host is going to be announced at a later date. All of the episodes that are going to stream on All Access, they're going to also be shown on a number of other networks. It's unclear at the time where it will end up. Maybe MTV, maybe Nickelodeon, maybe even CBS, the sort of parent channel there. But his since he started this, he's got 2 million subscribers and 70 million views, and it's just been a little bit of Some Good News. It's exactly what he wanted to do during the pandemic while he was at home, and he had some really great viral moments going live with his former Office co-stars, so a lot of people like it. CBS All Access is $5.99 a month with ads and $9.99 a month without ads.
Number four this week is a focus on the major technology companies exploring the work-from-home options.
Yeah, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Twitter, the four sort of biggest names, minus Amazon, of course, the four big names in tech in the U.S. are now all exploring what the new workforce is going to look like. And it looks like, according to Facebook, they have nearly 45,000 employees. And they said that looking even 5 to 10 years down the line, that they are planning to have at least half of those employees working from home. And so a lot of companies are looking to these big companies to see what they're going to do and how they're going to structure their workforce, and you'll see smaller companies probably copying this. And Zuckerberg said that a Facebook employee survey found that 20% of the workers were extremely or very interested in moving to full-time remote work after even after the virus-related restrictions are lifted. So it looks like people are liking working from home for the most part, and if you're a tech person, you know, if you can do all of your work at home, it saves a lot of office space, it saves on commuting costs. It's kind of the new normal.
Microsoft in the focus number three with Xbox.
Yep, Microsoft has a new Xbox Family Settings app, and it's a new way for parents and guardians to manage how much time their kids spend gaming. It's also, they can write from their Android or iOS operating system, from their iPhone. Parents can keep tabs, set limits. They can also control who the kids can communicate with, which is a really good thing for safety, because a lot of those chat rooms, anyone can be in there, and a lot of, you know, adults with, you know, who are known sex offenders have been caught in those chat rooms with kids. So this is a really, it's a great way for parents to set some limits and know exactly what your kids are up to.
Good thing, that's for sure. Number two, Google.
Google is working on letting businesses add additional descriptors to their Google listings. So when you search for a company or a restaurant or a boutique or a business, whatever it is online, they're going to add another descriptor called attributes. And it's a short little note that lets you know what's going on for online services offered by the company. So, for example, if you're looking for a yoga studio that offers online classes, when you look up that yoga studio, you will now see what their online classes are, what their offerings are. And then there's a new tool called Reserve with Google, which allows you to actually book the appointments directly from the Google listing. So this is great news for small businesses right now, especially with restaurants. It's kind of confusing in if they're doing curbside pickup, if they're doing delivery, all of that will now be listed just in the Google search results, which I think is going to be very helpful to a lot of small businesses.
All right, number one this week is a focus on a big data breach, one of these again,
and you know, this is from Home Chef this time, so 8 million people, customer records have now been shown or have been spotted on the dark web in the marketplace. So, and unfortunately, right now, with everyone being at home, everyone's cooking a lot more. So Home Chef and Sunbasket and Blue Apron, all of these meal delivery kits have really gone up in business. So this is, you know, there are a lot of people using these services right now. So if you are a Home Chef user, then you have to go into your account, change your password first, and then the other best thing that you can do is make sure that your credit reports are frozen. Because if they're frozen, then no one can open a new account in your name. You can't do anything about the data that's been stolen, but at least you can protect yourself in the future.
All right, there you go. Top five items from World of Technology, research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.